You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Adam. I meant to put this on the Trello and I didn't. So just as an aside here, I know we're in the middle of the birthday segment, but I'll forget this if I don't say this one. Do you know that no one ever talks about the first of the month?
No one ever talks about
nobody
the first
ever talks because I was on the very first. I was on the January 1st edition of the Big Fatty Show, and he's like, "Well, I gotta play. I had that rabbit thing from Scotty. It's like it's the only thing he ever had. Because no one else ever talks about the first of the month. We don't ever say rabbit. Nobody ever says anything. So podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO, all you got to do is talk about the first of the month. Say something about the first of the month.
I love the first of the month.
The first of the month is you know, it's like a fresh start. It's like a fresh start in the month.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO.
Rabbit. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2114 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 1st of March 2016. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got a buttload of so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, lambs. Big Fatty, hi. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday. Big Fatty, it's super Tuesday. It is super Tuesday. Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope your super Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are lambs today. Big Fatty, they may not be lambs. Well, here at the Villa at Fat Acres, y'all, it's March is coming in like a lamb. And y'all, I'm going to just go over here to my marking calendar. And I'm going to write on here under the 1st, I'm going to write lamb because, you know, I won't remember if you know, the old saying, if March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion. Or if it comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb. Big Fatty, I feel like we're right there on Noah's Ark. Somebody clean up that sheep poop. Miss Beaver?
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for calling. And y'all, that of course is Digger.
Hey,
y'all, that of course is Digger. And y'all, Digger and T Wiggles, y'all, they're on a cruise of a lifetime without Gooch. Big Fatty, where are they going? I don't know where they're going, but evidently it was a last minute thing. I guess they scheduled it since you know, the cruise to Monte Carlo is jam packed full. Big Fatty, did you notice that the old gal had to wait an extra day to go on her cruise because of February the 29th? I did, but anyway, y'all, we're not here to talk about any of that now. Y'all, we're here for some so-so questions. Now, y'all, I don't know that I'm going to get through all of them today, but we're going to try. We are going to try. And y'all, our first question comes to us from that turnip head up there in the northern Mexico. And y'all, he's still asking about why is Bill my uncle or something like that. So Bill, will you please tell Turniphead why you're his uncle or Bob or whatever? You don't even remember his name. Larry. Ask Larry, why is Larry my uncle? You silly. But Turniphead sends in an e-letter and he says, "Our party, mediocrity." He says, "Who is General Sow?" First of all, Turniphead thank you so much for this extremely, extremely so-so question. And many of us know of General Tso's chicken, but Betty, are you getting vulgar? No, not at all. But General Tso, he likes the hot and spicy chicken. Yes, Big Betty, I feel like you're going to get vulgar. But y'all, and the fact that General Tso likes the sweet and spicy chicken just basically tells you that General Tso is just a dirty old man. Big Betty, you could be General Tso. Big Betty, I don't believe I said that. I just don't believe it.
Fart, in my humble opinion, all your questions have been mediocre or so-so, but here is the best question. I'm looking at Jimmy John's gourmet sandwiches, and it says serious delivery. Fart, what is a serious delivery? Thank you for calling.
Well,
great contest, kid.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the so-so question. It is indeed a so-so question. And, you know, quite honestly, this one probably should have been called into Walnut Hills, because if anyone knows about gourmet food and delivered gourmet food, it's the old gal. You know, she's bedridden. She's got those sores on her. Big Betty. But I don't even remember what the question was. It was seriously delivered, I think is what you said. Well, that just means that it's not delivered by a clown. Big Betty.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Miss Poodle McNoodle. Hey, Squeaky Kitty. Hey, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. It's me, Et Chan, the Dirty Boy, calling in with another so-so question.
Oh,
Big Fatty, uh-huh. Just out of curiosity, uh-huh. Of all the game shows and television shows that you've watched and you've had music used in your bumpers, which was your favorite one?
Oh.
Well, take care. Bye-bye.
Well, y'all, that, of course, is that Dirty Boy, Ed Chan. And, you know, he's from the Singapore, Mexico. And first of all, Ed, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice. Big Betty, all we usually see is the poem he posts over there at the Stick It With The Boys. Y'all, and I'm going to tell you, if you want to know why Ed Chan is a dirty boy, come to that Stick It With A Post on Saturday night. Stick It With A Post. Poke. Big Betty, you've renamed it again. Ed, you know, you bring up a so-so question here because, you know, Big Fatty does enjoy the quiz program music, and I don't know that I could limit it to one thing. I do know that all the bumpers that I use on the little show are some of my favorites, and I will say that the weekend update, even though that's not from a quiz program, it really is one of my favorites of all time, and I like the old Hollywood Squares with John Davidson and Shadow Stevens music, but you know, I think just for old time's sake, I think probably the one that probably sticks with me the most is this. Thank you. And y'all, that, of course, is the Skull Update. Big Fatty, you played the whole thing and didn't even talk on it. I know. I thought maybe somebody might want to pull that music. But y'all, Big Fatty can provide the Skull Update as a ringtone for your cellular telephonic devices. If you'd like that as a ringtone, just send Big Fatty a message. I'll be happy to send it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Turnipad is back. He's stuck on that General Sal. His second mediocrity question is, and why is his chicken so damn good? And Turnipad, based on the answer of my first question, is because you're a dirty old man too. Big Fatty!
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Scotty calling, and this question is actually a real important question, but I'm demanding that you make it a so-so question because today is the last day that you can enter the competition, and I want one more entry. Okay, so do not cue the music,
though you'll see
this question is very important.
Yeah, yes, we're ready for it.
Why the hell doesn't Kathy Bacon ever call you anymore?
Huh?
Like, why is the Larry Vader and Kathy Bacon show 95% one-sided to Larry Vader's calls?
Oh.
I mean, we all like Larry Vader. He did provide all the content for your previous show together.
All right.
But come on, what have you done to piss off Kathy Bacon?
I have not been.
Whatever it is, it must be serious, and I think you should apologize.
Oh.
Okay, bye. This is Scotty.
Y'all, that, of course, is the little Ozzy Battler. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much. For the call. I enjoyed your latest little show telling us about your gentleman caller and the anyway. Scotty, this is indeed a so-so question. I absolutely will not play the music for you, but I'm looking here, and I have got for the next Vader and Bacon show, I've got 1, 2, 3. I've got 3 Vader calls and 2 Miss Bacon calls. But now remember, Miss Bacon's been calling in with the so-so questions also. So I think Miss Bacon just was taking a little holiday because everybody else was calling. Either that Big Fatty, or she said perhaps she was out teaching Bacon Bits how to drive.
Hi, Big Fatty. Gosh, I hope it's not too late. I wanted to call to give you a so-so question. Now, I know there's no music for this, so I'm just going to jump right into it. Big Fatty, since you now frequently take walks around the Fat Villa, you know, when they roll out the sidewalks and such like that, I was just wondering if you'd ever like to have a little critter walking with you, you know, like a pet. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, if you were to get a pet, would you be a cat person or a dog person? Or, I don't know, a badger or a hedgehog? Well, some people like gerbils. Never mind. Just wondering, Big Fatty, I hope that's nothing more than just a so-so question for you.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Stink Pot. That's Toppy Smelly from over there at the Stink Pot little show. And Toppy, first of all, thank you so much from calling inside that cardboard box, it sounded like. Big Fatty, it is so indeed. But Big Fatty had a puppy dog for many years when he was at the Fat Cave, and you know, that was the Jumping Sweet Baby. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the Jumping Sweet Baby was he went to live with his grandparents, the Hats, because they had a little Jumping Sweet Baby of their own. So, you know, I think puppy dogs need companionship, and they're more social animals, whereas the kitty cats are more bitch get away from me. The answer is, if I had a pet, it would be a puppy dog. But y'all, you know, nowadays you got to pick up the puppy poop. But every once in a while, I will tell you this, and a lot of people don't know this, sometimes I will take a squeaky kitty on the nipple walk around Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty, and Squeaky Kitty loves it, and she doesn't poop anywhere. Big Fatty, unlike those sheep, Miss Beaver.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott, you know, Seder69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder Sphere podcast. It's Leap Day, and I thought I'd have a chance to get one more so-so question in for you. You know, I've heard of so many little shows, thanks to you, and so many of them are gone now. Let's see, there's Hello Nessa, she podfaded, and The Gay Wasteland, they podfaded, and The Daily Purge podfaded, and Dubious Intent, well, they didn't podfade, they're just dead to me. But of all these little shows that are gone, which one would you love to hear do another show? I'm curious. This is a Seder. Catch you later.
That, of course, is Seder 69 from that Airplane show. And Seder, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is a so-so question. In fact, it's so-so-so that you're probably going to get me in trouble. But I think I'm not sure I can choose just one. I would say that Took and Beanie, you know, it's on life support. You don't ever hear from them. And Pride 48 clip show is another one that I think has gone to the great beyond. The other one that I don't hear very much from is Howdy Do Pancakes. And the ones you mentioned are always perennial favorites. You know, you can't go wrong with Nessa's Laugh and Gemini's with the Daily Purge. Big Fatty, you have a Daily Purge every day, so it still kind of goes on. I don't think I can narrow it down. Big Fatty, what about that Greetings from Nowhere? Oh, no, they're still going strong. In fact, today, the 1st of March, is their anniversary. Big Fatty, it's their anniversarium. It is indeed. So, anyway, y'all, if you see Christina or Nicole on the Twitter or the Face Space, wish them happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty. Turnipad is back. What is this here? Oh, no, he sent me some artwork for Shark Week. Y'all, Betty, it's just vulgar. So, anyway, I've got, what am I saying? Betty, we don't know. For that Kathy Marshall that Peter G, I've still got like three more calls as of this recording. And if anything else comes in before midnight on the 29th, I'll include them. So Tamari will be our final entries into the so-so contest. Y'all, that'll be the last time you hear Dicka with that totally original bumper. The totally original bumper. Oh, dear Gussie. So there you have it. let's just see here now. Did I tell you that I saw on the TV, on the TiVo, that the Bates Motel is coming back? I didn't write down when it was coming back, and the dancing is coming back also. So, y'all, check your local listings. Y'all, that Bates Motel, y'all, is just creepy. It's just creepy. Big Fatty's kind of like that Airplane show, just creepy. It's just creepy. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And Daniel, any words of advice today?
If you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO.
Sid Lodge on nominations of cash money from the ATM machine.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.